live local high school basketball is on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Our high school hoops coverage is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, the Protection Center, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, American Title Company, The Collector Zone, County National Bank, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, White's Restaurant and Catering, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Now, here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we are live at Jackson High School. The Vikings and the Lumen Christi Titans hold a crosstown rivalry action tonight. Again, we're on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. If you want to catch us online, we're at WKHM.com. And right now we're live on Facebook, too, so check out the video, and you can get the live feed and kind of get a sense of what's going on in the gym. I want to send thank yous to some other sponsors, Jackson District Library, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, and Alro Steel all on the game with us tonight. And that's a large portion of our sponsorship crew as well for the playoffs that we're going to have coming up, Jason. We're getting ready to start the districts next week, so we'll preview that a little bit, too, here in the beginning of this one. First, let's set things up for tonight's game, though. Hoping for a good one. We got some familiar faces out here. Of course, we've seen both of these teams a number of times already on the season. Jackson, right now, at about 8-11 on the season, 5-9 in their league. And, you know, it's been that kind of a year for them. Kind of up and down. They've shown flashes. We saw them look really good against an East Lansing team that was previously unbeaten, and I think still unbeaten, actually.
Yes.
They gave them a real run for their money, so it's not a bad Jackson team, but it's not a great Jackson team. They do have some greatness in their midst there with Shate Suddeth, and this actually going to be his final home game in a Jackson High uniform. So we're glad we could be here for that one, because this is a guy we've been watching. Well, I've been watching for basically his entire career out here, and I hope he's got a good one for us tonight. Jackson High is going to be going with their starting lineup full of seniors tonight. So we'll take a look at the exact names. But I just wanted to mention Shate Suddeth and the fact that tonight's probably his last night coming out on this floor for Jackson High.
Yeah, and this is a tale of teams both not having the years that they want to have, obviously, for Lumen Christi. They are 3-16, just 2-12 in the Interstate 8. But there is a lot of potential there. Dayton Keller, their big man in the middle, is out of the lineup yet again in a walking boot with that, I believe it's an ankle injury that he is out with. You've also got freshman Jack Kelly, who is very talented. We got a peek at Bobby Willis, who I guess you could call it a rehab stint down in JV after playing most of the year on the varsity squad last year. So he'll be up next year, and it'll be a three-headed monster there to go with some of the other pieces that they have coming back next year. So a lot to look forward to out of Lumen Christi. Their biggest problem right now is that they struggle to score points, just 46.2 points a game. They allow 59.4 points a game. So on average, you know, you're losing games by about 9, 10 points. You're in it, you know, and as that maturity comes, this is a young Lumen team, the maturity comes along, they'll be able to put more points on the board. They'll be able to stop the opponents as the year goes on, and we'll see how they look. They are in District 68 at Napoleon. So with the down year, they get a little bit of luck of the draw there. They'll draw the winner of the Vandercook and Hanover Horton game in round two, so they get the first round bye. Jackson, on the other hand, will meet 15-4 Holt in the first round of their district up in Mason. The winner of that game will meet Parma Western, and Jackson High is a team. They are in every single game, and it shows in their record. They put up about 63. They allow 62. So just plus 21 on the year, despite the sub-500 record. So a lot to look forward to with the Jackson High team as well.
Well, yeah, you kind of shot ahead of me there, but I was going to go ahead and say, yeah, these are two teams that we will have coverage of moving forward, too, in the districts. Jackson, like you said, they go at it on Monday. That's a 6 o'clock start for their game with Holt, and they're on the road at Mason. That's where their district is set up. So Jackson and Holt. Now that's a tough matchup for them. That's a team that they've played twice already on the year, and they lost both times. So that's going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah, tough draw.
But it'd be cool to get to see them in that first round of the district in our expanded coverage. You can catch that game on ESPN 101.9 FM. Additionally, Lumen Christi, as you mentioned, they get a first round bye. So they're the only team right now in the area guaranteed to be playing on Wednesday next week. But they will pick the winner of that. They'll get the winner of that Vandercook Lake Hanover Horton game. And so we'll have coverage of that one as part of a doubleheader on WKHM. So we actually have five games next week on WKHM and then an additional two, maybe three next week on ESPN 101.9. So very expansive coverage of the high school basketball districts on our Jackson Radio workstations. And that's all going to be brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. So I want to, in advance of the district, let you know that we're very appreciative to have them on board.
Absolutely.
Additional to, like I said, our group of already awesome sponsors. And we'll actually take a break and hear from a few of them right now. 3 minutes on the pregame. We'll come back and set up starting lineups. Get things ready to go for game time. Jackson High and Lumen Christie on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC. From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Jackson High School for some Thursday night basketball. The Lumen Christie Titans in the building to take on the Vikings. And we're minutes away here from getting the game tipped off. So let's go ahead and take a look at our starting lineup tonight, Jason.
Yeah, let's take a look first at the visiting Lumen Christie Catholic High School boys basketball varsity team under head coach Pat Neville. They will run with freshman guard Jack Kelly along with senior Jared Lincoln, the only senior in the lineup tonight. And they will be paired with three juniors in the lineup, Tomas Sambert, Troy Kucha, and Sam Meisner. On the other side of that, for Dan Crowley's Jackson Vikings, they'll run with the senior Leiden lineup, Shante Suddeth, Marquise Robinson, Rashim Owens, Montez White, and Jamar Paris.
Yeah, we've seen Jackson go with some different lineups the few times we've seen him, but when I asked Coach Crowley tonight who he's sending out, Coach, he said we're going with the seniors. So knowing it's their last time to get to play at home here in front of their hometown fans, pretty good to send out the veteran class there. And again, like I mentioned, Chante Sutter, probably his final game in the gym as a Jackson High School Viking. So a special night for Chante Sutter, one of the better players in the area. And, you know, he's going to be playing athletics for a while at the next level for sure. He's probably got options in both basketball and football. So it's good to see that he's going to get to play one more time in front of the hometown fans, and they're going to remember him for a while. Just one more in a good string of very good Jackson High School players. And I think they'll put Chante Sutter up there with some of the better ones. Meanwhile, on Lumen Christie's side of the ball, Jason, we've been talking about some good things that they have to look forward to when you look at the youth in their lineup. You mentioned there's only one senior in the starting lineup, and if sophomore Dayton Keller's not in a boot, there's probably no seniors in their starting lineup.
Right.
And we've seen that for most of the year for them. So they've got a lot of things to look forward to next year and maybe the year after that and maybe even the year after that.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right on that, Steve. You've got Jack Kelly, the freshman, who's played significant minutes this year when Bobby Willis went down with an injury during the football season. So he has proved his mettle, and it's certainly worth assuming that he will be back into the varsity lineup next year as well. Not to mention Bobby Willis will be back up, so you've got him for, I believe, two more years after this. He's a junior or a sophomore this year, excuse me. You've got Dayton Keller, who will be back next year and the year after that. And, you've got Kelly for a third year after that, not to mention what they've got coming up from the rest of the JV team and the freshman team as well. So lots to look forward to if you're the Lumen Christie Titans.
Yeah, I think, with Jack Kelly, for instance, you talk about bringing up a freshman who didn't start the year on varsity, but they call him up. And I think when you call up a freshman, you wonder if they're going to be able to stay on the varsity. He not only stayed, he worked his way into the starting lineup. So certainly has proven his value. And again, you hate to say that. You don't want to look past this year. It was a rough year for the Titans at 3-16 overall. You do kind of take some comfort, I guess, in looking ahead and going, look, we got some things. We're going to put these together.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Neville's going to hopefully get them in shape, and we'll be excited to see what Lumen Christie can do next year and the year after that.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to go ahead and take another 2 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll come back, get things set up for the tip-off. It is the Lumen Christie Titans and Jackson High School Vikings on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Arrow Steel and the Glick family want to thank the Jackson community for their support over the past 100 years in business. From 1916 to 2016, Louis Glick arrived in Jackson, Michigan in his brother's name, calling it Arrow Steel. Arrow Steel thanks the Jackson community for 100 years in business. Metals and plastic, cut to size, delivered next day. Place your order today at arrow.com.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, about to get action going here at Jackson High School. Just moments away from the tip-off. I want to thank some sponsors. Make sure you stay tuned following the broadcast. Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. And half-off joint fees at the Jackson YMCA until the end of March. We will take another two-minute break and come back with the tip-off on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and we're about to be starting lineups announced here at Jackson High School. Great atmosphere tonight. It's not a capacity crowd, but the stands are certainly far from empty, and I think the Jackson High student section is actually pretty packed full here. So I think we'll have a noisy game. Always a great rivalry across town. So one thing I'll say about Lumen Christi, and again, they've lost, what did I mark it down, seven straight. So they a lot of reason, you know, a lot of times you might want to pack it in with that kind of number. And I don't think we've ever seen them where we'd say they weren't trying.
No.
They play hard. Absolutely. Whether they're ahead or behind by 20, this is a hard-nosed Jackson Lumen Christi team, and they will play hard till the bitter end. So.
Absolutely right on that one, Steve. And the last time we saw these guys against Western, they were out of it relatively early, but they played tough, and they hung in there as best they could. And like I said, in the pregame, they do find that a little bit of lack of scoring, a little bit of offensive help is desperately needed for this Lumen Christi team. But you definitely have a lot to look forward to, especially once Dayton Keller gets back.
Yeah, they're gonna have their hands full tonight with this Jackson High School team. That this is an up-tempo, high-energy, high-pressure level team under Coach Dan Crowley. Just fun to watch, though, for us to get to do their broadcast. And this is one of the fun ones that we've been looking forward to since the schedule came out. And we will be glad to have this one. Also, additionally, tonight we're looking to get score updates from the Michigan Center-Vandercook Lake game, where Michigan Center will attempt to complete an undefeated season.
And looks like senior Mike Rook will not be in the lineup. He also is in a walking boot, so unfortunately the senior doesn't get to play in his final game. It's always unfortunate, but they are getting ready to introduce the starters here. And as in the pregame, before we went live on the air, we talked to Lumen Christi head coach Pat Neville, and he was somewhat tight-lipped about whether or not Dayton Keller would be ready on Wednesday for the district playoff game.
Yeah, he was keeping that to himself for sure. And he said he wasn't going to tell us either.
And normally he's pretty open with us, and he gives us a lot of access to what he's got going on in his mind with his team. And he was just had a little bit of a smirk on his face, and that was about all we were going to get out of that one.
Well, you know, I he knows that they've played both of those teams that they potentially could have as opponents on Wednesday, and you know he doesn't want to give them any additional ammunition or information, I suppose. So.
Absolutely, and this is a much different team without Dayton Keller in the lineup. So your approach in practice when you're running your scout team, if you will, for your team in preparation for the game, it's a much different preparation style when Dayton Keller's not in the lineup versus when he is, and it's not a big time frame there to prepare for both aspects.
And I mean, and he knows that basically all the area schools and coaches are listening into our broadcasts to get scouting information.
Absolutely.
So, pretty wise for Coach Pat Neville to keep that to himself. Keep it under his hat. We'll find out for sure, but we don't necessarily need to look right ahead to the district tournament because we got a good one tonight. 8 minutes on the clock and the players out on the floor. Yeah, we're just about ready to go.
Both of these teams are going to be looking for any kind of momentum they can get going into the district tournament, so they're going to want to end the year on a high note, so expect both of these teams to come out strong. And it'll be getting ready for the tip. That's Troy Kucha who will tip off for the Titans. He'll tip off against Montez White.
Kucha with a height advantage. Just about everyone seems to have a height advantage when they lock up against Jackson High, though. We did a game earlier this year, me and Greg O'Connor, and he said it was the smallest starting lineup he thinks he's ever seen in Class A basketball. And Greg's seen just about everyone.
I was going to say, he never saw one with me in it, but I never played Class A, so.
Shante Sudeth on a drive, dish back out to Marquise Robinson. Robinson sets up near the top. He'll drive and kick. And there's an open look for Owens out of the corner. Miss, tipped, and rebounded by Meisner. Long rebound comes out on the missed three-pointer by Rasheem Owens. And Kelly drives up the floor, dishes to Lincoln. Lincoln on the drive, now Meisner. Kucha, good ball movement by the Titans on the first possession. Meisner has a pocket pick. Marquise Robinson on the fast break, sidesteps Jack Kelly. Kelly does commit the blocking foul, but they call it on the ground, so a wave off a made layup by Robinson. It'll be the first foul against the Titans. It's going to go against Jack Kelly.
And that's going to be his first.
Yeah, by Kelly to hustle back on the fast break and at least make it tough on Jackson. Still tied at zeros. Just underway here. Jackson High. Sudeth to inbound from the baseline. Gets it out to Marquise Robinson. Robinson sets up deep from the right wing. Now he'll dribble over to the middle of the floor. Get the call from the bench. Kelly picks him up. Man-to-man defense by the Titans. Now
much
over to Owens.
Pace.
Left wing. Sudeth takes a three from the top. Nothing but net for the senior. Shante Sudeth, 3-0 Vikings. Here comes Kucha for the Titans. He's picked up by Sudeth. Kucha dribbles to the right wing behind the back. Now he'll hand off to Kelly. Kelly working from that right wing area. Drops it off for Meisner, still outside of the arc. Now he'll feed down to Saber. And he'll work his way back behind the arc as well.
Jackson High loves to play the passing lane, so watch for them to try to get a lot of steals in this game. Big block here, rebound by Sudeth.
Cutting Jared Lincoln, missed the shot, rebounded by Sudeth. And on the run out, Montez White gets down low and goes up in the air. He'll draw a foul, looks like he'll get Saber.
And that will be on Tomas Saber, his first. And that's going to be the team's second.
And that'll be on the shot, White at the free throw strike for a pair. 3-0 Jackson High, 6:21 to go first quarter. And Montez White misses the first free throw attempt.
A little bit of a line drive free throw there.
Yeah. Left-handed stroke from the stripe. Missed them both. Rebounded by Meisner. Gets it to Kelly, and he's picked up full court. Looking to trap. He breaks that pressure. Gets it over the midline to Lincoln. Lincoln dribbling around with Kelly at the top, and he gets into the elbow area, loses his dribble, and looking down to the baseline, and Sudeth picks off the pass down the floor. Montez White on the breakaway, finishes with the left hand, missed it. Rebounded by Kucha, so a couple of missed opportunities on the fast break for the Vikings. Saber goes to Kucha.
Normally, Lumen Christi has Jack Kelly running the floor at the point. And they've got Meisner going tonight as he goes up strong with the right.
It's Kucha on the drive, missed the shot, and fast break back down the floor. Jackson with wasting no time. Great recovery by Lumen Christi, though. When you look down there, Jason, and you see that White was ahead of everyone, and he had a trailer, but then you had all five Titans get back down on defense. So,
absolutely.
Tribute to the effort that we said that they absolutely continue to put in.
That's something they're going to have to keep up this entire game if they want to keep pace with Jackson High.
Titans are still scoreless. Full court pressure coming from the Vikings. Quick break on a cut by Troy Kucha. Looks up the floor to Nick Thomas into the game. He'll pull up from the elbow. It's long. Rebound to Meisner, and the putback is good, and the Titans are on the board now. 3-2 our score with 5:21 to go first quarter on WKHM. And Sudduth brings it down. There is Robinson in the corner. Missed the triple. Rebounded by Saber. Nice job on the board so far for Lumen Christi. They've held Jackson to a shot and a miss. No offensive rebounds yet for the Vikings. Kucha casually bringing it up the floor. Gets it over the midline. He's picked up there by Robinson. Over to Kelly. Knocked away. Recovered by Kucha. Deep right wing. Getting a screen from Thomas. Dribbles to the baseline. Now behind the back other direction. And took an extra step. Had a little bit of contact there, no call. Instead, he gets whistled for a travel, and that'll be a turnover for the Titans. 3-2 our score. Vikings lead by one. Sudduth brings it up.
Very casual. Going to run a half-court set here, looks like Jackson High. Not really pushing the pace just yet.
Sudduth responsible for all three of Jackson's points on one big triple on his first shot attempt. He's 1-for-1 tonight. Thought about pulling up another one there. Instead, he'll skip it. Nice feed down low to Montez White, and he pump fakes and scores it easily. 5-2, Vikings lead. Quickly up the floor for the Titans. Saber back to Jack Kelly looking to feed the paint, and another steal by Sudduth. Drops it off for Robinson, and the finger roll is good, and it's a quick 7-2 advantage now for the Vikings, and you see that ability to run coming into play here, and now they're putting pressure on the Titans. Thomas tries to break it by himself. He'll draw a reach-in foul.
He's got to get more help back there to keep pace and try to break up those traps. We'll get a substitution here.
Lumen's been pretty quick on their press break. They're looking to get it to one guy and then get somebody cut and get it over the midcourt. That time they did get kind of caught up, but Thomas draws a foul. And he's got it now, working against Robinson. Dribble drive toward the left side. Now he gets it to Meisner, who will take a 12-footer. Missed it, rebounded by White. And here comes Jackson again. Paris has it at the top. Crossover dribble, now kick out. Open look for Owens for three, and he knocks it down. Rasheem Owens with the triple, and it's a 10-2 Jackson lead. Scoring in bunches here. Making a 7-0 run. Jalen Ball comes into the game for the Titans, breaks the streak, and it's 10-4 after he gets a pass on the low block and finishes with the left hand. Sutta takes the three-pointer on the other end. Missed. Rebound tapped out long, and nobody could grab it there. Thomas eventually knocks it away. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Jackson High ball. Lincoln comes in for Saber, so we got Lincoln, Thomas, Meisner, Ball, and that is Phil Stewart on the floor for the Titans. Still the starting lineup in for the Vikings. Marquise Robinson has it at the top on the dribble drive. Knock away, stolen by the Titans, and it's knocked away from Lincoln. Out of bounds, last touch, Vikings. Titan ball, 2:45 to go first quarter. 10-4 is our score. Full court pressure still active here by the Vikings. A couple of substitutions coming from the bench. We'll get Jonathan Robinson into the game. The shortest player on the roster, and he's accompanied by the tallest player on the roster, Jonah Nolan. Well, second tallest, excuse me. He's 6'4", and they've got a Kobe McKay listed as 6'5", so polar opposites into the game. Thomas shoots it, misses, gets his own rebound, and there is Meisner on the putback. So 6-10, a 4-0 run here for the Titans. Here comes Sudduth out to Robinson. Passes up the three to get an open look for Paris. He missed it, rebounded by Thomas, and the Titans back the other way. Marquise Robinson with a knockaway. Saves it, but Thomas will recover across the floor to Lincoln. He's double-teamed there. And knockaway out of bounds. Last touch. Mar Paris. And it'll be Titan ball. Lincoln will inbound. Thomas accepts the inbounds pass near midcourt. Crossover dribble. Now he's on the attack. Knocked away from behind. Tipped and gets out to Lincoln. Pulls up the triple. And that's up long. And we'll get a whistle away from the ball. Loose ball foul is going to go against Nick Thomas. That'll be his first. Third team foul for the Titans. They trail 6-10 with under 2 minutes to go first quarter.
So you can see them, Jackson and I, starting to turn up the pressure a little bit.
Lumen actually looks really comfortable playing with the pressure. That doesn't mean that they've been great against it, because they have had several knockaways, and Jackson's active hands and passing lanes has shown up in the form of a couple steals already, but Lumen doesn't look flustered at all.
Not at all.
Jonathan Robinson comes up for the Vikings. Smallest player on the floor. I think they have him listed at, what, 5'4"? I'm thinking that's probably an overestimation by a little bit, but he gets the job done at that size for sure. Excellent shooter, ball handler, and a pretty good defender, especially at for the size when he's facing a mismatch every time on the floor.
And, yeah, Lumen only had 4 on the floor there for a minute.
You guys want to go with another guy? Or?
Yeah, that's what they were kind of wondering about is you guys are welcome to bring another guy out here if you want.
The new Titan on the floor is Martinez.
Along with Jack Kelly.
Ball on the floor. Here comes Kelly. Right near midcourt. Trap. Gets it up. Breaks the trap to Kucha. He'll take the floater from the elbow. Missed, but rebounded by Thomas. Putback no good. Kucha's there for the rebound. His putback is off and finally pulled out of there by Jonah Nolan. And the Vikings come back the other way with Sutton. We're getting a Nick Thomas. Crossover dribble into the elbow. Fakes the pass away. Has the ball knocked away, and that goes out of bounds. Last touch, Thomas and the Titans. It'll be Viking ball inbound, Shante Sutter.
And we're going to get a substitution here.
Sutter into Robinson. Robinson going to Tyshawn Kelly. And Sutter takes the triple, rattles in, bounces out, and then falls back down. 13-6. Shante Sutter's got 6 points tonight. And we're under a minute here in the first quarter. Kucha over the midline. Jack Kelly back to Kucha right near that circle. Crossover dribble to the top of the key. Hands off to Thomas. Thomas working against Sutter. He's double-teamed. Robinson knocked away. Sutter comes with the loose ball to Robinson. Jonathan will get it to Marquise Robinson on the lob pass. Tanner Martinez back on the hustle and will get some contact. Marquise Robinson goes down hard, but he's up and smiling. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair. 36.5 to go first quarter.
And that foul is on number 11, Tanner Martinez, his first, team's fourth.
And now we're going to full timeout from the Lumen Christie Titan bench. Coach Pat Neville, we'll take a break as well. 1 minute, we'll return. 13-6, Jackson leads Lumen on WKHM.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Hi, my name is Megan Forrest. I'm a senior at Lumen Christi Catholic School. Out of the 5 core values at Lumen Christi, the one that resonates most with me is achieving excellence. We are pushed in so many ways at Lumen Christi to be the best we can be, not just academically, not just regarding books. We're pushed to be better people. We're pushed to have better character. We're pushed to be kind to everyone around us.
My name is Stephanie Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. We want our students to change the world. Come be a part of the change. Our next open house will be Tuesday, March 7th from 6 to 8:30 p.m.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Marquise Robinson at the free throw line. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Jackson High. I thought you Jackson Smith or something.
I've been called worse.
By me, actually. Now, 36.5 on our first quarter clock, and it's a 14-6 lead now with after Robinson hits the first.
I listened to your show.
Second one in and out. McThomas facing the pressure, thrown away. Jack Kelly back to recover. And that one's stolen. He throws it away. Thomas tries to get it back. Jackson comes up with a loose ball and never really reeled it in. Threw it up high for Jonah Nolan, and he had some contact. That's going to be Kelly's second personal with 23.1 in the first. Tomas Saver will come into the game for Jack Kelly.
There you go. You've been watching your hockey.
No, I haven't. Inbounds is stolen. Noah Page knocked it away, and Thomas on the fast break loses the rock on his way in. Out of bounds, last touch. McThomas, 16 seconds with a 14-6 lead. Jackson will have the ball back and another chance here. Floor right now for the Vikings. We've got Tyshawn Kelly, Jonathan Robinson, Jonah Nolan, Lance Taylor, and Marquise Robinson.
Now dribbling down the final 10 seconds.
Yeah, run down the clock looking for a final shot here. Crossover dribble into the lane. Blocked by Saber, but who's there for the tip? It is Tyshawn Kelly, and Jackson will score one more time before the buzzer. 16-6 after one. We'll take a one-minute break on WKHM.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On, 8 minutes on the clock, second quarter ready to get underway, and it is underway. Inbound to Shante Sudduth, Jackson High, and Lumen Christie, Steve Boyle, and Jason Smith. 16-6, our score after one. Sudduth to Paris, back to Sudduth, open look from the left wing, missed the three-pointer. Rebounded and put back, but blocked. Kucha blocks the putback attempt for Lance Taylor, and Lumen comes away with the ball. Headed the other way, Nick Thomas working around the top of the key. Picked up his dribble, and now he'll get it to Noah Page. Page step back, triple. Off the heel, rebounded by Meisner in the lane. And stolen away by Taylor, but no, that's Rasheem Owens, excuse me, but Thomas comes away with it ultimately. Meisner will drive, kicks out. Page had an open look. He'll pump fake and drive instead. Shot goes up short. Rebounded by Jackson. We'll get a whistle, look, I believe. It's going to go against Sam Meisner. Sam Meisner should be optimistic. We're down one quarter, and he just got his first foul, Jason. Normally,
yeah.
He's been in foul trouble, I think, every game we've seen them play so far.
Exactly.
Jackson moving the ball on the perimeter. Shante Sudduth, right wing into the corner. And Taylor will take the three confidently, and his confidence is rewarded with a triple, 19-6. And Page will bring it up for the Titans.
Guarded tightly by Sudduth.
Looking for a screen from Kucha. He gets it. Good switch by Jackson. Knock away by Montez White ahead of everyone. And he lays that one in. 21-6 now, Vikings. Full court pressure set up. Titans will break that pretty easily there. Nick Thomas got it over the midline. Now to Meisner on the left wing. He loses control for a moment. Jackson nearly comes away with it. And it looks like maybe Thomas going to commit the foul there. The always active hands of the Jackson High Vikings knocking another one loose.
Jalon Ball checking in for Noah Page.
21-6, 6:26 to go first half. And that's 17 fouls now against the Titans, to just one for the Vikings.
And that is foul number two on Nick Thomas.
At the stripe for the 1-1, missed the front end. Rebounded by Kucha, and the Titans back on the attack. Meisner over to Ball in the corner. Struggles to handle the pass that was high. Tries to save it, and Jackson comes up with it. Back the other way, Sudduth. Open look for Taylor for three. Short front rim, rebounded by Ball, and here come the Titans again. Ball dribbling around, deep left wing. That makes a move. There's a pull-up triple from Ball. Long. Rebounded opposite side from Paris, and he turns up the floor for Jackson up the left sideline to the middle now. Into the corner. There's Taylor by himself. Good recovery by the Titans, but they left Montez White down in the low block, and he's wide open. They don't miss him. Jackson High now leads 23-6.
Yeah, he was wide open all day. Made that look easy.
Titans still scoreless here in the second quarter, and White almost has another steal there. Goes out of bounds instead, and that'll be Titan ball. Nick Thomas will inbounds for Lumen Christie. Gets it to Ball near the mid-circle. It's picked up there by Marquise Robinson. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. Ball hands off to Thomas. He looks to attack into the elbow. Kick out to Saber, who'll drive baseline. Now opposite baseline. Here comes Ball into the elbow. Goes to Thomas, back to the basket, gets bumped, and they'll whistle him for a travel. Looks like he clearly was pushing the back.
Yeah.
I disagree with the call.
The bump caused the travel on that one. I'm not sure what they saw, but that's why they get paid the big bucks.
5:05 on our second quarter clock, 23-6. The Jackson High lead, step back three from Shante Sudduth off the heel. Couple of Titans up for the rebound. It's pulled down by Kucha, and he's pulled down to the floor. And that'll be a foul against Jackson. And it's going to go against Montez White.
That's going to be his first.
Team second. Jinx.
Oh, we're going to go there, huh? Jack Kelly checking into the game for Nick Thomas.
Ball gets it. Kucha cuts up the middle against the pressure and has it knocked away from behind. Recovered by Jackson. Rasheem Owens now with the top. He'll go all the way into the bucket. Lefty finger roll is good. 25-6. Big run to start the second quarter here for the Vikings. Ball's got it now for the Titans, working against that pressure. Back to Jack Kelly. Kelly's going to get trapped. Dribbles around it. Goes to Meisner. Can't handle the pass. Out of bounds. Last touch. Titans.
That pass just a little bit too hot for Meisner to handle there.
Kind of feel like Jackson's turned up the pressure on that full-court press. And
yeah.
We're seeing the Titans, like I said, looked comfortable earlier. Now they're starting to look a little bit like they're scrambling. It's resulted in some turnovers. The Jackson defense has been, well.
And they will switch to a man-to-man.
Unscored here in the quarter, yeah. Pull up by Montez White. Deep elbow, rebounded by Jackson. Go a clutch and missed. Rebounded by the Vikings, and Sudduth comes up with it eventually. Working his way into the lane. Pump fakes. Now off the glass. Missed. Rebounded by White. And a little tie up in the lane. And they are going to call it jump ball. Titans looking to attack the rim on that possession. 25-6. They lead with 3:55 to go. And that's going to get substitution from the Lumen Christie bench, and that is Phil Stewart.
And it's stolen.
Back the other way. Marquise Robinson will score it in the paint. Full court pressure stays on for the Vikings. Ball working against it, and he'll lose it. Gets it back, though. Chases it down. Bullet pass over to Saber, and that's going to be a 10-second call against the Titans. So the Jackson pressure continues to give the Titans fits. 27-6 our score, 3.5 in the first half.
And we'll get a substitution for Jackson High. That is Kobe Mulcahy checking into the game. Big man.
6'5". Tallest guy on the roster. A lanky 6'5".
He is very long.
Marquise Robinson, left wing for the Vikings, into the paint. Drops it off for Mulcahy. Missed the shot. Nice pass by Robinson, looking for the big man on the low block. Rebounded by the Titans, back the other way. Ball drive, kick out to Saybert. Saybert now goes to Ball on the baseline. He's trapped down low. Gets it out to Kucha somehow. Kucha with a reverse layup, and he'll score it and draw the foul. So
mercifully, yeah. The run is over.
5 minutes and 2 seconds of the second quarter went by without without the Jackson Lumichristi Titans getting any points. Now a chance for three of them here for Trey Kucha after the reverse layup.
And that foul is on Jamar Paris. His second, team's third.
What was the score after one, Jason?
That was 16-6.
So it was an 11-0 run by the Vikings to start the quarter. Stretch their lead out to, was at 21. Now down to 18, and Jackson down to the paint. Keeping the ball alive. Three different attempts down to the paint. Finally scored by Paris. Titans back the other way. Quickly up the floor, breaking the press. Great feed by Lincoln to Stewart, who's able to finish at the rim. 29-11 now Jackson. 5 points in the quarter. Sutton quickly back the other way. Putting pressure on the Titan defense in the lane. Passes out, but he'll draw a whistle, and that's going to be 1-1 for Chate Sutton. You know, things I thought Jackson was doing well early, Jason, working against the pressure and defensive rebounding, have both kind of faded away. They're looking uncomfortable against the pressure, and Jackson's had multiple shot attempts down the floor now. Sudeth hits the free throw.
And that's going to give Sudeth 7 on the night.
And he missed the second. 30-11, our score. Meisner on the rebound, getting out to Noah Page, but Sutter steals it. Same goes up in the air. Marquise Robinson now tapped by Page, and Kucha will eventually reel in the loose ball. Now up the floor to Page. Page up to Thomas. Great feed down to...
That's Bill Stewart.
Bill Stewart again. Stewart finding himself in the right place at the right time to get some of those buckets. And now Lumen looking to find some life here. 30-13, and they commit the foul on the other end.
And that foul is going to go on Sam Meisner, his second. Team's ninth.
Under 2 minutes to go here in the half as Robinson knocks down the first free throw. 31-13 is the count. And that's going to get a substitution. Tyshawn Kelly back in the game. Robinson missed the second free throw. Rebounded by Meisner. Gets to Thomas. Back to Meisner. Meisner up to Kucha. Kucha will get it to Thomas up the right sideline. Up to Page. Skip passed over to Stewart. Stewart to Meisner. Shot goes up. Partially blocked. Eventually gets into the hands of Trey Kucha. Shoots it from about the free throw line and missed that. Rebounded by Jackson. Marquise Robinson bringing it the other way. Robinson to Sudeth. Sudeth into the corner. There's Jonathan Robinson for three. Airballed it. Rebounded by Meisner. And here comes Noah Page for the Titans over the midline. Hands off to Nick Thomas. Thomas working against Jonathan Robinson. Gets it deep. Kobe Mulcahy on the defense there. Commits a foul on the shot. Thomas will get a pair of free throws. Minute 10 to go in the half. It is 31-13. Jackson High leading the Lumichristi Titans. Our final regular season basketball broadcast of the year.
And that foul on Kobe Mulcahy. His first, team's fourth.
Thomas missed the free throw.
And the Jackson High Jazz Band with the sad music.
Thomas' next free throw attempt is in. And substitution. Thomas will go out. Tanner Martinez back on the floor with Troy Kucha, Phil Stewart, Sam Meisner, and Noah Page for the Titans. Here comes Suddeth along with Marquise Robinson, Jonathan Robinson, Tyshawn Kelly, and that is Jonah Nolan on the floor. Robinson out to Suddeth, directing traffic. Picked up their man-to-man, Tanner Martinez. It's over to Tyshawn Kelly. Kelly looking into the paint, nothing there. Instead, he'll go to Robinson in that left wing. Robinson gets back to Kelly, drive in and dish out to Suddeth. Loses the pass for a moment, recovers, and sets up outside of the arc. Jab step, step back, long deuce for Suddeth. In and out, rebounded by Stewart. Phil Stewart looking effective on the floor tonight for the Titans, 31-14.
He has been a big contributor so far in this one.
Martinez has it knocked away. And they'll call a foul against the Vikings. Just their team fifth.
That's going to go on Tyshawn Kelly, his first.
Kucha inbounds, Noah Page there to receive. Crossover dribble on Robinson. Page kicks out to Martinez. Thought about a triple for a moment. Decides against it. Now he'll look to dribble into the elbow. Has it knocked away by Robinson. And Kelly's got it out on the break. Stewart chasing down from behind. Slowed him up. Out to Robinson. Jonathan for three. No. Rebounded by Meisner. Tim Meisner looks up the floor. Cutting Martinez. He'll get it over the midline and fling it from half court as time runs out on the half. 31-14 is our halftime score. All Jackson for a long time there in the second quarter. But a little run to end the half by the Titans. And that's where we sit. 31-14. Well, Jason, it looked like the Titans were dead in the water there. They showed a lot of life at the end of the quarter. Phil Stewart finding some room as they broke the full court pressure, and he was alone by himself under the basket a couple of times. He's contributing on the boards, too. So Stewart, one of those names that's kind of creeped in. I wouldn't have called him out, you know, during the pregame and said, keep an eye on this kid. But
absolutely.
So surprise contribution from Stewart. Still a deficit that Lumen's going to have to come back from. And we saw it there for, almost 7 minutes in that quarter where Lumen just, not seven, it was.
They went a good long while, about 5 minutes without scoring a point there. And when you score just six in the first quarter, it really does not set the tone for a positive stretch there going into the second quarter. And they rebounded nicely. A solid recovery with 10 points in the second quarter, but still got outscored 15-10 in that second quarter. And when you're outscored by 10 in the first quarter, it leaves you with a sizable deficit to try to overcome here in the second half.
And that's the question you ask, you know, with that you've got a 17-point deficit. Do they have the firepower to get back into this one?
And yeah.
That's what we're going to find out, I suppose.
Yeah, Stephen, early on in this in the pregame, we mentioned that Lumen Christie struggles to score offensively, averaging just 46 points a game. So it's not looking good for them if they can start putting some points on the board in a hurry.
Yeah, so we'll take a break on the halftime here. 3 minutes for our sponsorship crew. 31-14, Jackson High leads Lumen Christie on WKHM, WKHM.com.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated. Commercial businesses, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the collector zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street in the old Jacobson store for the home.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness, be a part of the greatness, be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, at Jackson High School for the Vikings and the Titans, 31-14 at halftime. And Jason, why don't we run down the scoring from the first half?
All righty, well, let's start with Lumen Christie, who trails in this one 31-14. Phil Stewart, Sam Meisner, each with 4 points. Troy Kucha with three, Jalon Ball with two, and Nick Thomas checked in with 1 point. Interesting stat for the Lumen Christie Titans. Unofficially, Sam Meisner, according to the Score-O-Matic 5000, 9 rebounds in the first half.
Wow.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, for the Jackson High Vikings, Shantae Suddeth, no surprise there, leads all scorers with 7 points. Marquise Robinson with six, also in the mix there with six, is Montez White. Rasheem Owens with five, and then we have Lance Taylor with three. Jamar Paris and Tyshawn Kelly each with two.
All right, Jason. Well, I think what we kind of expected is the Titans are going to have to find points, more points. And, you know, when you lose your leading scorer in Dayton Keller, at this point, you know, it's not like it's the first game without him, so they know they need to get points from somewhere, and maybe this is the point where Coach Patton will figure out who it's going to be. Is it going to be Phil Stewart coming out and running? I don't necessarily think so, but we'll see. Certainly will see. I hope it comes from somewhere. I'd love to have this game go down to the wire. And I'm looking forward to seeing more Shantae Suddeth in the second half in his final home game for Jackson High. Still waiting on some score updates for the Michigan Center game, but they're looking to have their first ever undefeated season, as far as we know historically. But certainly an undefeated season anytime it happens, even in the Cascades Conference, or especially there, is big news. So
yeah,
good luck to our alma mater over there.
Absolutely. Trying to wrap up that undefeated regular season is always a big thing. Got that conference championship in hand, so now they can just go out, relax, play some ball.
Yeah, I don't know what you do to take the pressure out of trying to win that one, but it's not a pushover. Vandercook Lake's got some athletes, and they play a high, you know, high intensity level of ball over there too. So.
And it was interesting. I was reading a couple of articles on the web the other day, and it looked like. One reporter had picked Michigan Center to win the Class C state championship as a sort of a sleeper pick. He used the same logic that we've been using all year to talk about the Michigan Center Cardinal team and their high-powered offense. They're just outscoring teams. They play really good defense, and they are looking to march very quickly through this tournament and see if they can get themselves into the Final Four there with the most likely Flint Beecher, and I believe Milton is undefeated as well. So,
really, yes, It's not easy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Even the district is tough. I mean, you've got to face potentially Hanover again.
Sure.
You could have to face a very tough Concord team that has really blossomed under the tutelage of your former partner, Matt Lehman. And so it'll be very interesting to see how District number 68 plays out and heads into the rest of the tournament.
And you know, we'll follow them all the way if they do go. If it's Hanover Horn, we'll follow them. If Jackson High's making a run, we'll follow them. We're going to have all your live coverage of that March Madness high school basketball district, regional, and as far as we need to go.
We are everywhere.
We'll be there. And we've even got Greg O'Connor out there doing games, so you know it's
the legendary.
We're trying to get you the most coverage we can get and the best coverage. Let's take two more minutes here on the half, and we will come back and start things up again. Second half coming up on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazurek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjd.com.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes back on the clock, 31-14. Jackson will start the second half with the ball. They come out with the starting lineup on the floor.
One change for Lumen Christie. Nick Thomas in place of Jared Lincoln to start the half.
Marquise Robinson gives to Paris. Paris drives in, kicks out to Owens. Thought about a triple. Now he'll get it into the paint. Pretty finger roll. Just missed it. Owens chases it down. And the foul?
No, it's not about bounce. Yep.
Right. I thought I heard him say foul. So that guy was all by himself. So there's your inbound. Nick Thomas has it. Jackson High with full court pressure. Thomas over to Kelly. Kelly will get over the midline. Cross over to the middle, into the paint, and he got into the lane, and the blocking foul. There's a foul disparity in the first half in favor of Jackson High, and Lumen draws the first whistle here in the second half.
And that one is going to go on Jamar Paris, his third, team's first.
And Thomas drives in, reverse layup, and score it for Lumen Christie, 31-16. The Titans get things started in the second half. No five 5 minute, 2 second scoring drought for them, at least to start.
Yeah, they probably can't afford to go 5 seconds without not scoring. So
Shante Sudduth has it near the top of the key. We're going to get Nick Thomas. He'll pull up the triple. And that's off the rim. Rebounded by White. White step back. Jumper. No. Rebounded by Meisner. Put that double figures for Meisner. Has it knocked away, though. And Sudduth comes up with the bucket. Nice feed down to Sudduth. So after it looks like they had the stop, Sudduth and the quick hands of the Vikings take it back. 33-16, they lead. Kelly setting up the offense now for the Titans. Dribbles to the left side. There's Thomas, left wing. Now to the high post, and Meisner. He'll float it in the lane. Short. Rebound tapped, and Rasheem Owens will get it up the floor to Sudduth. Behind the back, pretty dribble. Into the bucket and score it. Shante Sudduth with four quick ones here. Second half for the Vikings.
Good feed there by Owens. Hitting the open man on the break. Good
Kelly's
transition.
Seeing some pressure over to Meisner. Meisner drops up to Kelly down to the baseline.
Big
blocked by Montez White. Big block, like you said, Jason. Meisner gets in, puts up the floater. He'll miss the shot, but draws a whistle. Montez White does have some hops, as they say.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he's listed at, what do they got him listed at? 5'10". And that's the guy they send into the jump ball circle because they know he can absolutely float. Meisner hits the free throw. 35-17 our score.
And that foul is White's second, team second.
Meisner's second free throw off and rebounded by White. Knocked away by Meisner, and he comes up with a loose ball and gets Saber over the midcourt line. Out to Thomas. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped long, and Kelly will not hold on to it. Saber recovers. Now he'll get it to Jack Kelly. Kelly will set up the offense. Goes to Meisner. Montez White jumps out in front of that passing lane. Knocked out of bounds. Near steal by White.
You know, I looked over and I thought you were trying to take a picture of the official here.
Nah. Yeah, if you want to.
That doesn't make for good coverage on
the
Facebook page.
Check out the WKHM Facebook page for officials. Pictures of officials.
They need some love every now and again.
Thomas left wing looking to Kucha on the low block, and he'll go off the backboard. Missed the shot, rebounded by Sudduth, and he'll trigger the break for the Vikings. I'm going to have to go third quarter. Sudduth into the elbow area. Now back out to Paris. Down to the low block. Montez White by himself. Great feed, and White struggled to get it up, but he does score it. 37-17. It's a 20-point Viking lead. Thomas quickly up the floor for the Titans. He'll take it all the way to the bucket.
Big
Montez White with another big shot block. Well timed by Montez White on that one.
Big, big block by Montez White.
Great effort by Thomas, really, to get it up the floor coast to coast there.
Yeah, he went strong.
Kelly will inbound deep to Thomas. Thomas between the legs, dribble knocked away by Robinson. Out of bounds, last touch by the Vikings. .5:10 to go. Third quarter. Kucha puts it on the floor as it knocked away. Swarming Jackson defense up the floor to Paris. Jamar Paris into the lane, off the backboard. Score it. And he'll also get the whistle.
The hoop and the harm. And
there we go. We have our score update coming out of Michigan Center at the half. Well, it's Vanacook Lake. Michigan Center leads at the half, 34-26. So 16 minutes away from Michigan Center undefeated regular season as Paris misses the free throw here in our game. Rebounded by Tomas Saber.
There you go.
Saber up the floor to Meisner. Has it knocked away from behind. There goes Sudduth all alone. Floats it. Oh, alley-oop dunk attempt by Marquise Robinson.
Stolen again.
Didn't quite stick it. Paris will take it himself. Strong finish by Paris. Full court pressure by the Vikings. Kooch has got it. Titans trail 41-17, 4:38 to go in the third. Kooch double team gets it to McThomas. Thomas, spin move off the glass.
Strong move.
Missed. Rebound Saber. Tip no good. Rebounded Robinson. Marquise gets it up the floor to Paris. To slicing Montez White. Stolen, but inbound. Martinez stole it, but his momentum carried him out of bounds. He saves it right back to Montez White, and he scores it up for the Vikings. Martinez back up the floor now for the Titans. Look to attack the elbow. Pull-up jumper. No. Rebounded Thomas. Put back is no good. And rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch, Jackson High.
Nick Thomas has tried to make sure that there are no wasted possessions here.
Again, you never question the Titans' effort. They keep working. They keep working on the glass. They keep playing defense. And the thing that's missing is the scoring, Jason.
They can't finish.
Cooch has got on the low block. He'll turn and fire. No good. Rebounded by Jonah Nolan. Thomas with a near steal, but he's going to whistle for a foul. Nick Thomas, third foul. And there's an open look for three. No good. Tyshawn Kelly missed. Rebounded by Tanner Martinez. He's double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets it up to Thomas. Still has not gotten over the midline. He'll get to Martinez cutting, and he's into the lane. Scoop.
Nice move. Tanner Martinez with a great play.
Nice drive and a double-clutch finger roll there. 43-19 on the other end. Kelly gets an open look from the baseline and knocks it down.
Good feed there.
If you're Lumen, you can't trade buckets with Jackson. There's a pressure break by the Titans to Troy Kucha.
Nearly Kucha lost it again.
Double teamed out there. He gets it to Martinez, pulls up the triple.
Why not?
Tanner Martinez making it happen. Hits the three-pointer for the Titans. Contribution off the bench from Martinez. Jonathan Robinson fires quickly on the other end for Jackson. There's a stop for Lumen. Kucha with the loose ball.
And this is what they needed. Stops and no wasted possessions.
Martinez with it over the half court to Nick Thomas. Thomas will drive out to Lincoln. Jared Lincoln takes the triple. No. Long rebound comes out. Thomas chases it down. Stepped out of bounds. Hustle continues from the Titans. 45-22, they trail with 2:40 to go. Mark Paris will inbound to Jonathan Robinson. How's the score, Medic? 5,000 coming over there, Jason.
It is working strong. It is working overtime.
45-22 with 2:35 to go, and Jackson with the ball. Paris brings it over the midcourt line. Picked up there by Nick Thomas.
Much closer quarter now here.
Dribbles around Thomas all the way to the bucket. Paris missed the shot, though, rebounded by Martinez. Tanner looking up the floor, one-hand pass to Lincoln. Almost stolen behind the back to Thomas.
Great feed there.
And stolen. Tyshawn Kelly in the passing lane steps out of bounds before he can fire it up the floor. Very active hands by the Vikings nonstop.
Colby Mulcahy going to check into the game. He'll replace Jamar Paris. Juwan Ball into the game for Lumen Christie.
Ball on the wing, crossover dribble. He's going to get into the lane. Floats it from the free throw line up the backboard. And here's some scoring for the Titans. 24-45. Cut it to 21. Long three-pointer by Robinson off the back rim. And he'll try to chase down the rebound. Does. Saves it to Kelly into the lane. Drops it off for Jonah Nolan. And he'll score that one. 47-24. Nice effort by Jonathan Robinson to chase down his own rebound. Kept the possession alive for the Vikings. Santa Martinez on the drive. And we get a foul against the Vikings. Martinez to inbound.
And that foul's going to
He'll walk away and let ball inbound.
And that one is going to go on Tyshawn Kelly. It's going to be foul number two for him, team's third.
Inbound from the baseline. Ball goes deep to Martinez. Almost knocked away. Instead, he'll pull the triple off the back rim. Martinez feeling the shot, though. Robinson out ahead of everyone. Jonathan, lefty finish is good. Score at 49-24. Noah Page now in the game for the Titans. Trapped near midcourt. Nice feed to Stewart. Down to Lincoln. Back out to Page, who will take the triple. Left it short. Chased down by Ball. Now he'll pull up the jumper from the baseline. He airballed it, but Phil Stewart gets the rebound. Page shot is blocked. Robinson out ahead of everyone again. Jonathan drops it back for, that is Taylor. Taylor scores at 51-24. Noah Page coming back the other way now for the Titans. Up to Martinez. He's picked up by Tyshawn Kelly. Over to Ball. Head and open look. Ball picked on the floor. Out to Martinez. I would have fired it from there if I was him.
Why not?
Stewart will fire the triple instead. In and out. Rebounded by Kobe Mulcahy. He'll hand it off to Jonathan Robinson. 8:15 p.m. 51-24 with 22 seconds to go in the third. And there's your jump shot from the baseline. Tyshawn Kelly hits.
The lost art of the 12-foot jumper.
Love that open look. And he's done a good job of getting himself open for that shot throughout the times he's been in the game.
Absolutely.
Here comes ball across the top. Drops off to Martinez. Down low to Jared Lincoln. Turns and puts it off the glass. Nice job by the Titans. And they're fired from half court for Robinson. Hits the top of the backboard. And that'll end the third period. 53-26. It's the Vikings in front of the Titans. 1 minute break on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Local decision making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 8 minutes of this one. 53-26 our score. It's Vikings with a big lead going into the final period. Here comes Jack Kelly handing off to Nick Thomas for the Titans. And he'll step back, pull up the shot, blocked by Montez White. He's got a handful of blocks tonight. Nick Thomas will now get it down to the low block, scoops it, can't get it, gets his own rebound. Blocked again, this time Rasheem Owens. Suddeth comes up with the loose ball. Shante Suddeth gets to a cutting Marquise Robinson. And Robinson will score that one, 55-26, 7:22 to go.
Good look there by Shante Suddeth. And they're going to get a blocking foul there. That's going to go on Marquise Robinson. That is just Marquise Robinson's first foul on the night. Team's fourth. 7:13 to play. Meisner inbound. Stolen.
And on the fast break, Montez White goes to the floor. This is the shot, but he draws the whistle, and he'll get a pair of free throws out of that one.
And that foul is going to go on Sam Meisner, his third, team's third. 55-26 our score, 7:09 to play in the fourth quarter. First free throw is up and out off the heel. Montez White will get one more from the line.
Left-handed, you said it, Jason. He kind of bullets that one up there. That one goes off the back of the rim and in. 56-26, a 30-point. Jackson High Viking lead with 7:07 left in this tilt. Here come the Titans. Jack Kelly crossover, makes a move, kicks out. Saber down to the baseline now to Kucha at the elbow. Kucha takes it all the way to the bucket, finishes left hand. Here comes Paris, dribbles in, now kicks out to Marquise Robinson. Looked good, but the three-pointer, a little long, comes off the back rim, rebounded by the Titans. Jack Kelly coming up the left sideline, behind the back, and steal attempt by Robinson. He'll get a whistle.
It's going to be foul number two on Robinson, team's fifth.
So 34-26 was a halftime score. Michigan Center and Vandercook Lake after three now. 62-33. Michigan Center blew it wide open. Well on their way to that 20-0 regular season record. As the Vikings make a move up the floor. The Titan ball here. Tricucha to inbound. There goes to Nick Thomas. Thomas near midcourt. Dribbles to the middle. Looking to set things up. He goes left wing to Thomas Saber. Saber dribbles across the top. And looked for Kucha cut into the basket. Ball knocked away, but it's going to be a whistle against the Vikings.
And that's going to go on Rasheem Owens. That is his first, team sixth.
Thomas will inbound for the Titans. To the elbow, Trey Kucha in the lane, floats it. Short, rebounded Thomas. The putback no good. Rebounded Meisner, and he puts it back finally into the bucket. 56-30 is our score. Here comes Shate Sudduth, crossover against Nick Thomas. And he'll drill back out to reset for the Vikings. Sudduth gets a screen from Paris. Fakes the three, now dribbles in. Steps back, now passes off to Marquise Robinson. He's at the left wing, deep. Head of steam, he'll get to the bucket. Double clutch, no good. Rebounded by Jack Kelly. Kelly will trigger the break for the Titans, working up the middle of the floor, picks up his dribble, finds Meisner at the top of the key. Meisner out to Nick Thomas. Thomas down to Kucha. Long step, missed the shot, rebound tapped, and Saber tries to save it, stepped out of bounds. Last touch, Titans. Viking ball as Jonathan Robinson and Tyshawn Kelly get off the bench. Owens and Paris will get a break. That'll be Montez White, Shante Sudduth, Marquise Robinson on the floor with Jonathan Robinson and Tyshawn Kelly for the Vikings. 56-30 leaders right now with 5:27 to go. And here comes Sudduth over the midline. Thomas will pick him up near the three-point arc. Dribbles over to the left wing. Now to the top, Robinson will pull up the triple. That's Jonathan. And he missed that one. Rebounded by Troy Kucha. Up the floor to Saber. Out ahead of everyone, and he works his way to the bucket. Actually, he'll draw a foul out on the floor. It's Marquise Robinson.
That's going to be Jonathan Robinson. Oh, they are going to call that on Marquise. That's going to be his third. Team seventh. That'll send Tomas Sambert to the line as Troy Kucha takes a seat in place of Phil Stewart.
And Saber's free throw attempt in and out. 56-30 is the score here. 5 minutes to go. Sudduth has the ball. Working against Nick Thomas. Drives in. Kicks out to Robinson. Robinson to Jonathan Robinson. Now Kelly drives from that left corner. Lefty finger roll, no good, but he's going to get a couple of free throws on the foul call. He's going to Sam Meisner, his fourth.
That's going to be the team's fourth following this one.
.452 on a game clock. Kelly at the stripe. And that one's through. Kelly takes some dribbles and fires up another free throw. I just noticed Tyshawn Kelly's got some brightly colored tennis shoes.
Yes, he does. I kind of like them.
It does look like your style, to be honest. Stolen by Jonathan Robinson. He's all alone. Takes it all the way in and finger rolls it. 60-30 now. Doubled up. 4:35 to go on this one. Saber on the wing.
Nice
gets
feed.
To cutting Nick Thomas, and he'll finish that one. Nice feed indeed, Jason. Sudduth coming down the floor. Gets into the paint. Double clutch. Missed. Rebounded by Lumen. Up the floor. Thomas ahead of everyone. And
blocked.
Chased down and a knockaway by Montez White. Thomas wanted a foul call on that play, but honestly, I think they both players beat the officials down the floor, and they couldn't quite decide whether it was whistle or not because they weren't.
Didn't really have the best positioning.
Well, it was a bad angle. Generally, a play like that will get whistled for a foul. In this case, Lumen will have to inbound. Stewart back into the game. He dribbles it out to the top. Looking to feed Meisner on the low block. He'll get it into Thomas deep in the lane, and Thomas will finish. 60-34.
Nick Thomas has been tough down low.
Jonathan Robinson gets it into Nolan. Jonah Nolan makes a move. Jump hook tip attempt by Marquise Robinson misses. Here comes Jack Kelly getting to Meisner. Meisner has a tough time reeling it in. Jonathan Robinson takes it the other way for the Vikings. Behind the back fake and
scoop. Wow, that crossover was absolutely filthy by Jonathan Robinson.
There goes Meisner, drops off for Lincoln, stolen. And that's going to be Lance Taylor. Lance Taylor trying to pass out, nobody home. Out of bounds for the Vikings. They lead 62-34, 3:23 to go in this one. Here comes Jack Kelly over the midline. Hands off to Tanner Martinez. Martinez will go to Nick Thomas. Thomas drives, double teamed, and he'll draw a whistle. Five team fouls. No, that's going to be eight team fouls against the Vikings.
And that is going to go on Lance Thomas's first, team's eighth. That'll send Nick Thomas to the line for two.
Missed the free throw. 3:10 to go, 62-34. Jonathan Robinson in the corner will take the three-pointer.
Why not?
That one he hits. You know, he struggled from beyond the arc most of the game, but gets those couple layups, and all of a sudden everything's going down for Jonathan Robinson. Having a nice fourth quarter, 65-34.
Nick Thomas was wide open. Couldn't get the pass to him.
Jackson has not turned the pressure off. Here comes Kelly in. And it'll pass off to Nolan, over to Jonathan Robinson. Deep triple. No. Front rim rebounded by, rebounded by Nick Thomas. Thomas over to Jack Kelly. Jack Kelly does not shoot a lot. He takes that open look, missed it, rebounded by Mulcahy.
I think you'd classify him as a distributor, and we've got, looks like.
Oh, very bloody nose for Bill Stewart.
We'll get a little bit of time here.
Yeah, they got to make sure that the court is clean. And he actually looks like he caught most of it in his hands. Yeah. And I didn't see what triggered the nosebleed, but probably just an inadvertent. It's easy to get bopped in the nose when you're playing out there, especially the way this Jackson team is so aggressive with the steal attempts.
Yeah, Troy Cooch is going to check into the game here. While Mr. Stewart gets tended to.
2:25 to go in the ball game. 65-34. Jonathan Robinson will bring it up. Robinson across the top, looking for Colton Mulcahy on the screen and roll. Jack Kelly will knock away the pass.
Looked good. Just been quite execute.
Yeah, I'll say this is the first time I've seen Mulcahy and Jonah Nolan on the floor at the same time for the Vikings. And Mulcahy is a sophomore. Nolan is a junior. So these are two guys, a couple guys over 6'4", play for the Vikings next year. Could be a change of pace for them with a little bit of height on the floor.
And they could get taller. Something I know nothing about, but.
65-34, under 2 minutes now. Stolen by Nolan. Up the floor, stolen back by Kucha. Kucha bring it back the other way. Ball into the corner. Lincoln takes the triple. Short. Missed everything on that one. Jonathan Robinson the other way. Lefty finish.
Move.
Snuck it through some outstretched arms.
How did he get that ball in the air? Unbelievable.
Minute 34 left in this one. 67-34. And we get a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break on WKHM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving, and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness. Be a part of the greatness. Be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Jason Smith, final minute 34, and this still set up. Lumen Christie Ball, Tanner Martinez, Noah Page, Jalen Ball, Jared Lincoln, and newly into the game for us is Lewis Faust.
Yes, it is.
Shante Sudduth back on the floor for the Vikings. Three-point attempt by him. No good. Rebounded by Page. Minute 11. Comes Noah Page. Crossover against Marquise Robinson. Drives in. Dish to Tanner Martinez. He'll drive all the way to the bucket. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Jackson. Comes the drive by Sudduth all the way to the bucket. Score it and draw a whistle.
The seniors back out for the final minute. And scratch that as the second team will come on.
69-34 under a minute to go. As a couple of all the Jackson High seniors are going to come out of this one with Sudduth, the lone senior on the floor, as the free throw shooter. And he knocks down the free throw, and that'll get a whistle and a substitution. And I don't know, the fans are paying attention. That might be the last time Sudduth exits a game here for Jackson High. And there you're seeing a few of the faithful on their feet. And now we're starting to see some ovation. Shante Sudduth goes to the bench. Another nice night for him. And not his last game, but his last one at home. Tanner Martinez on the drive. Brings it up from the knees. Can't quite score it. But another nice drive. And we're seeing an offensive repertoire from Tanner Martinez.
Nice save.
Down low, and Mulcahy missed it. Nolan gets the rebound. He'll kick out. Open look for Taylor. Missed. In and out. Rebounded. And another shot for Robinson. No! Those big guys down low for the Vikings are pulling in all the rebounds right now. That one they can't quite corral out of bounds in the Lumen Christie ball. Tanner Martinez to inbound. Noah Page will take that. 20 seconds to go in this one, and Jackson's going to get another victory. 70-34 is the score right now. And I'll see if Lumen gets something up on the board here in the final seconds. Martinez will go to Jalen Ball. He'll pull up a triple. No. Rebound, tap, Jonathan Robinson out of bounds. 2.8 left for the Titans. Page will inbound. Titans go in motion. Goes into Faust. Pump fakes. Now pulls up the deuce. Missed it. And there's your buzzer. 70-34 is the final. Jackson High wrap up the regular season with a victory. They go to 9-11. And that'll be
3-17 for the Lumen Christie Titans. Rough year for them. They'll be happy to start the district's 0-0, get a fresh start.
Yeah, and they get a game off to recuperate, I suppose, and wait and see who they're going to face. Congratulations once again going to Shante Sudduth on an outstanding career here at Jackson. Really impressive guy to watch on the basketball court and the football field for sure. So all good things must come to an end, but he'll look to move on. And again, they're not done playing this year. They've got a game against Holt coming up. And Shante Sudduth's got another chapter to his career, let's say. He'll surely be playing sports at the next level.
Absolutely.
So we'll take a two-minute break here on the post game. Wrap things up from here. We'll come back and give you our Subway player. The game has set things up for our next week of live high school basketball coverage into the district tournament. Again, Jackson High victorious tonight, 70-34 over the Lumen Christi Titans on WKHM.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Hi, my name is Megan Forrest. I'm a senior at Lumen Christi Catholic School. Going through Lumen Christi, from all my 4 years, I've learned to really use all the tools that are given to me, and we're very well prepared for the future. That's the difference between us and normal schools. So Lumen Christi puts such emphasis on being ready for college and for our future, and using all the tools and all the people, all the mentors we have around us to make us the best people we can be.
My name is Stephanie Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. We want our students to change the world. Come be a part of the change. Our next open house will be Tuesday, March 7th from 6 to 8:30 p.m.
In honor of Shape Up Jackson, the Jackson YMCA is offering half-off join fees through March 31st. All membership classes are included. Come meet your neighbors and YMCA trainers in the Shape Up Jackson competition and share in free fitness classes. Complete access and benefits at both locations, including free child watch. Join in the Shape Up Jackson celebration and receive half-off join fees through March 31st. Visit the Downtown or Summit YMCA today for the Shape Up experience.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, again, our final from Jackson High, 70-34, the Vikings all over the Titans. And final game here at home for the Jackson High seniors, that Shante Suddeth included. He had a nice night, but our Subway player of the game, I think, goes to a guy who impressed on the defensive end and the offensive end, Montez White with I think, Jason, you said 11 points?
11 points, 7 boards, 5 blocks for Montez White.
Wow.
On the night, 11, 7, and 5 is his final line there. I think he threw in a couple of assists to the Stat-O-Matic 5000. Needs an upgrade to get a little bit more accurate tracking of the assist totals there.
And what about the rest of the Jackson High Vikings? How do they do?
Well, the rest of the Jackson High Vikings stack up like this. Shante Suddeth, 14 points, 3 boards, 3 assists. Right behind him, Jonathan Robinson had himself a great night with 11 points. I believe he had 3 or 4 steals in there as well. Montez White, as we mentioned, with 11 points. Also, Marquise Robinson with 8 points, 4 boards. A handful of players with 6. That would be Tyshawn Kelly and Jamar Paris, each with 6. Rasheem Owens and Lance Taylor, each with 5. And checking in, Jonah Noland with 4 points and 5 rebounds. On the flip side of that, Lumen Christi, who once again struggles to find any offense without Dayton Keller in the lineup, they struggle mightily. Sam Meisner and Nick Thomas stepping up with 7 points apiece. Tanner Martinez, Troy Kucha each with 5, Phil Stewart, and Jalon Brown with 4, and Jared Lincoln with 2.
So, again, Jackson High victorious tonight at home, and they will wrap up the regular season at 9-11 and move on to the district tournament. And They are playing Monday night, 6 p.m. at Mason against Holt, the Holt Rams. We will have live coverage of that game for you on ESPN 101.9 FM and online at JacksonESPN.com with the Jackson High and Holt.
Winner of that game faces Parma Western in round two.
Yeah, and we'll have live coverage of that game as well. All of our district tournament coverage, all of our high school basketball tournament coverage is brought to you by this year by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. We got a whole slew of sponsors, and we'll get into that when we have an opportunity next week. But tune in Jackson High in the district tournament on Monday, 6 o'clock on ESPN 101.9. We will be making our way out to Napoleon.
Yes, we will.
For a doubleheader. We got back-to-back games.
We might as well just set up camp out there.
Yeah, I think we're going to see if Scott Ash can maybe let us sleep up in the wrestling loft.
That works.
That way we don't have to leave.
At least it's comfy.
The mats. It's got mats, right?
I would hope so.
So, we'll start things off with a doubleheader at East Jackson and Michigan Center. Game one and then game two, Napoleon and Concord. And while we're mentioning Michigan Center, they did complete the undefeated season with a big win over the Vanderbilt Lake Jayhawks tonight, 81-49. So enter that undefeated regular season in the Michigan Center record books. A lot of conversation being tossed around about this being their best team ever. And as someone who won a district championship there and was part of a pretty good team, I've watched them play, and I can say they might have beaten us. I'd like to go back in time and maybe make that matchup happen somehow. But
yeah, well, I know they'd beat you now.
Yeah,
I know they would beat you now.
I think if the game was about 2 minutes, I think we could run with them.
Oh yeah, about 2 minutes.
Anything beyond that, they're gonna outlast us.
Yeah,
but no.
Great team, good job. Congratulations to the Cardinals on their undefeated season, and now they get to do it all over again in the playoffs.
Start it all over, and make the run. Go to the next level. So congratulations again to Michigan Center on an undefeated season in the conference championship, and we'll look forward to seeing them on Monday at Napoleon in round one of the district tournament. Round two coverage at Napoleon. We'll have another doubleheader on Wednesday night, and then again we'll be there for the championship game on Friday next week. So a full week of high school basketball coverage, the most expansive coverage in the history of Jackson Radio Works. I'm saying that I don't know it to be 100. I don't have the complete history books, but I'm pretty sure we've never covered at least seven games in the week.
Yeah.
And a potential for eight. So
we're going to be busy.
Yeah, we will be busy. So again, from Jackson High School, the Vikings win 70-34 tonight over the Lumen Christi Titans. Check out details about our basketball coverage at WKHM.com, JacksonESPN.com. For Josh Hankrell back in the studio, Jason Smith, my broadcast partner, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to High School Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Our high school hoops coverage is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, The Protection Center, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, American Title Company, The Collector Zone, County National Bank, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, White's Restaurant and Catering, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. For schedule information and to listen online, visit WKHM.com.